Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. No, 43 after the hour. 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. I'm working on it, though. After 17 and a half years, I'm getting better. It's my ability to concentrate. That's the key to my ability to tell time. I'm so glad you're here. You know, folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. I hope you're learning that from me, if nothing else. Hope you'll check out my websites, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Gene Greisman is our guest. Gene is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, author of so many books, especially all the ones on Lincoln. The Words Lincoln Lived By is my favorite. Time Tactics of Very Successful People. Lincoln and Obama, that's his new book. How about that? And PresidentLincoln.com is the website. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the galaxy. Gene, thanks again for being here. We're talking about concentration. What did Lincoln say about concentration? What did other people say about Lincoln's concentration?
Actually, one of my favorite books is a collection of what other people said about Lincoln, his contemporaries. And one of his contemporaries said Lincoln had the capacity for sustained focus attention to a degree he had never seen in another person. So this idea of being able to stay focused, to concentrate, is something that cuts across the achievement spectrum from ball players like Hank Aaron to great actors. As you know, I've been portraying Lincoln for a number of years, and I've spent a lot of money and a lot of time.
Since right after the Civil War, right, Gene?
Yes, since just after that. One of the things that was emphasized in acting classes and with my coaches was the capacity to focus, to listen, to pay total attention, to be in the now. In fact, there's a saying in acting that you only act one line. Everything else is reaction. Action, reaction. Paying total attention to what the other person is saying. And, of course, that plays into sales, does it not? Whenever you're selling, you're paying total attention to the other person.
Well, you know, it's true. I mean, in the infantry, they teach you that your battle plan only holds together until first contact with the enemy. After that, it kind of falls apart. And in sales,
perfect analogy.
And not to minimize our men and women in uniform who stand a post for us, but in sales, it's like that because all the training you do, all the things that you have to do to prepare to call on a customer, all of that is whatever strategy, whatever idea you have on how things are going to go, that falls apart the first time the customer opens their mouth.
That's a great analogy. I'd never heard the infantry example, but that's acting and reacting. This business of concentration in politics, for example, Abraham Lincoln, he had to decide what not to focus on in order to focus on what he thought was important.
That's a big deal.
It is huge because we have it's a zero-sum game most of life is, and what you do, the attention and effort you put in on one idea are directed toward one goal is time and energy taken away from something else.
That's right.
And a lot
of
people are never able to do that.
Well, you know, my wife is a pianist, and I mean a professional pianist and organist, but she says her teacher, she has little bitty hands. And I said, how do you get all that sound out of a piano with those small hands? And she said, my teacher taught me not what notes to play, but what notes to leave out. But you'd never know, hearing her play, you'd never know, and you've met her, you'd never know that uh, that she that she's leaving any notes out.
Wow. That's another perfect example of that. You see, Lincoln had to decide not to focus on local, small-town politics. Never paid any attention to that. He was always focused on something bigger and higher.
And as a small business owner, Gene, here's what I've learned. It's not that I'm leaving out something and abandoning it. It's just that at this moment, you talk about being in the now, being in the moment. At this moment, that thing I'm not going to concentrate on isn't next.
Yeah.
I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it in a minute or an hour or in a day or a year. It's not next. I try. If you're going to be successful in a small business, you've got to be able to say, okay, this alligator over here is not biting me yet. I'm not going to worry about him yet. I'm going to deal with the one that's got my leg.
You have to decide also in focusing where your specialties, where your aptitudes lie. A lot of people focus on goals and activities that they never will be very good at.
Mm-hmm.
So a part of being really a high achiever is deciding what you have the possibility of doing really well and then focusing on that.
Right. Well said. Hey, Gene, I need your website, please.
It is presidentlincoln.com.
And you can find your books and all your media, all your DVDs and CDs and all that there too, right?
It's there.
And can they find out how to contact you about hiring you to be to bring Mr. Lincoln to their
events? Indeed. In fact, I'll give them the number now: 404-435-2225. And there are excerpts of my performances.
Ooh,
there.
That's
and
worth...
if they'll send me an email, we'll put them on the mailing list for the Achievement Digest. Complimentary
now,
issue.
Now, that's worth going for, folks. PresidentLincoln.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.